Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my granddaddy!
You go to hell, old woman!
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You could go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network. It's Monday, October the 22nd. And you know what? We decided last week and every week that we would dub Monday Momentum Monday. So we hope that you're off to a great start on this Momentum Monday, October the 22nd. It's 7:35 a.m. if you're just getting your work week and your school week started. Want to remind you as you're traveling in this morning, as we were traveling in, it was foggy on Highway 71. Now, it did begin to lift as we got closer to the city. But remember, those school buses, school kids are getting ready for school this morning. They're standing at bus stops. They're getting on buses. Some are walking, and some are walking through those school zones. Remember, the school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And I can't tell you how important it is that we remind you every single day about our kids, because some of our kids are walking to school and some of them are not paying attention. Some are standing by bus stops unattended and they are not paying attention. So it is our responsibility as adults and drivers on the road to make sure that we're paying attention and we're watching out for their safety. We can help our crossing guards and our school authorities by making sure that we simply slow down and be mindful as we're traveling through those school zones. We remind you that they're in effect until 9 a.m. and in the afternoons they start at 2 o'clock. And also we want to say kudos to those resource officers that also help during those really critical times where kids are getting ready for school and getting out of school. So please be careful as you're traveling in. Well, you know what? We could not wait, DC, to get here this morning to share what an incredible weekend that we had. I mean, it started on Friday and it just continued. We had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I know a lot of people are wondering about the race. Well, we're going to tell you all about the race. Plus, we're going to tell you about the Pineliners Bass Club. What an incredible fish dinner that they had. We're going to tell you about their success. And we're going to tell you about the sights and sounds from this weekend, not to mention Cheneyville's 200th Bicentennial Festival. Oh my goodness. It was a fabulous, fabulous weekend. And you know what? We cannot wait to share with you just all of the incredible stories, all the incredible camaraderie, and just what a feeling of goodwill this weekend was, not only for Central Louisiana, but for all of those people that came from near and far to partake, not only in the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, but also those people that came from near and far to enjoy the 200th Bicentennial in Cheneyville, Louisiana. It was a remarkable, remarkable weekend. And you know what? We just want to thank every single person that participated. Let me just remind you that we are not finished fundraising. We still have an additional 30 days, and we have got some exciting, exciting things coming up that we're going to tell you about. And I'm going to tell you, our momentum, it is apropos that we're calling Monday's DC Momentum Monday.
Absolutely.
Because after this weekend, oh my goodness.
Yes, indeed.
What did it do for our momentum?
Man, it did. It just did volumes.
Mm.
I mean, wow.
I know. We've seen a lot of people post on Facebook. We've got a lot of great pictures from the race. Let me just say really quickly, a really big shout out to an incredible woman who, we just call her a contributor, DC, to the OPT Network. Angie Roberts, happy, happy birthday. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Angie and the incredible team that was responsible for the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Angie, as you celebrate today on this Momentum Monday, October the 22nd, we wish you all the abundance that God has for you, and we wish for you longevity, long life, and that we know God is doing incredible works through you. We hope that this is a blessed and a wonderful, wonderful day. Happy, happy birthday from Team OPT. Now, when I talk about wonderful, I can't say enough about how wonderful the weather was. The weather was beautiful this weekend. The temperature was incredibly crisp and cool. Everything was simply optimal. And I tell you, we had a great time. Let's get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about the race. We're going to tell you about some of the incredible stories and people that we met at the race. And then we're going to tell you that it's not too late to get involved in the momentum and the movement that continues. Stay on point, everybody. It's Momentum Monday. It's October 22nd, 7:41 a.m. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve. For more than 60 years, also like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. All you got to do is phone 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.higsonhasit.com. Well, if you're just joining us on this Momentum Monday, we have so much to talk about when it comes to this weekend. And if you weren't there, if you didn't make your way to some part of the festivities, well, we're going to bring you on point about what happened. And you see, we've got to start with the Pine Liners Bass Club and their incredible fish dinners.
Absolutely. The Pine Liner Bass Club had it going on Willow Glen last Friday, putting it down, doing what they do, getting out front, leading in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely excellent job. Always doing something to help in the community, and that's what it's all about.
And so we want to thank Mr. Willie Ray Jackson and Mr. Roger Price and also Mr. Larry Armstrong and the entire Pine Liners Bass Club for being the change that you guys want to see. And you know what? Mr. Willie Ray, I think you were right. DC went ahead and made this his free weekend. And so he had to taste those beans that you were talking about. And Willie Ray called those beans, D.C., killer beans. And you say, what about those beans?
Those beans are absolutely killer beans. They are absolutely killer beans.
Killer
beans. I see why
beans.
They call them killer beans, man. It's a meaty bean.
And you know what? On the way to Willow Glen, we've got to give a big shout out, D.C., to Mount Olive Baptist Church.
No, that's New Scott
Island. I'm sorry.
That's New Scott Island right. Baptist Church on Willow Glen.
New Scott.
We were passing by there when we went to get the dinners from the Pine Liner.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw on their big, they have a, New Scott Island has a beautiful, beautiful, what would you call it?
Like a flashing billboard.
Yeah, like a big, the billboard outside of their church.
Mm-hmm.
And it has on it the rhythm, and they're showing their support for breast cancer, and it was really, really refreshing to see
mm-hmm.
that the church has found another way
mm-hmm.
to get involved in this fight against breast cancer and showing their support for the people who are suffering from breast cancer. I thought it was absolutely astute. It was just really, really nice to see
mm-hmm.
how they chose mm-hmm. to get involved.
And to be
that was
out,
great.
And to be out front, and you know what, to the pastors and to the members of New Scott Olive Baptist Church, that just really blessed us. And so we just wanted to make mention of it, because I have said many, many times that I just thought that there could be more that the churches should be doing, and we want to just be grateful for the churches, D.C., that have gotten involved.
Absolutely, and no way is the way.
That's
and
right.
Certainly, that's not what we're saying. We're not saying any way is the absolute way to do something, but everybody has a supply and can do something.
Mm-hmm.
And what they showed is this is another way to be supportive. You know, mm-hmm. they've got their big. It is really beautiful too, the mm-hmm. way it lights up and mm-hmm. it lights up out there. And we hadn't been over there in a while, so we hadn't seen it,
mm-hmm.
and we wouldn't have seen it if we were not going over to the Pine Liners to get those dinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, we were able to see it when we went over there, and we said, wow, look at that.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
And I mean, it is absolutely beautiful with the ribbons on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We support breast cancer awareness. And I mean, basically, it's not just about money. It's about making people aware of it.
Right.
And that's what we're doing here.
And my whole thing has been this, that the church is filled with women. And many of those women have breast cancer. Many of the women that you worship with, that you fellowship with every single day. And we're not telling churches what to do, but let me just say this. Thank all of the churches that have gotten involved, whether you got involved with Team OPT or you did your own movement. We say thank you.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? We believe in prayer and we believe in divine healing, but we also believe that God has commissioned those scientists, those people that are researching this great cause, to find the cure. And so not only does it take prayer, it takes research, and research takes money. So for all of those churches that did just any one little thing, D.C.,
absolutely, we
say thank you.
And absolutely. And they had this weekend during the race, there were so many different groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many teams. It was just so beautiful to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a text message from a gentleman that was out there that said this was his first time getting involved, and to really see the love mm-hmm. that was in the atmosphere really just moved him. And he's saying next year he's going to be in it from start to finish because he just didn't know it was this much
mm-hmm.
to it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? The word that we have continued to use through this year's movement is solidarity. And if you ever want to see solidarity and people coming together of all ages, all races, all religions come together on one cause, it is never more evident than at these races, because people come from every walk of life. And if it doesn't move your heart, then I don't know where your heart is. We were moved by just the totality and seeing so many people come together and not one single problem. And we just want to give a special shout out to, first of all, those committee members who really worked tirelessly to make this event successful. And those people start with Lawrence and Amy Searcy. Lawrence is at Walker Automotive. His wife, Amy Searcy, is a breast cancer survivor. And let me tell you, they have worked diligently for years to make this movement what it is. And so we say kudos to you, and we send you much, much grace to continue in running this race, because we know that it takes a lot of work and a lot of time. And that's something that most of us don't have a lot of, but God has graced you to have the time that you need. We also want to thank Don and Elizabeth Cassino from Run Wild. They are some of those people, D.C., that really make the race spectacular.
Absolutely.
They just work to make sure that it's right on point. Can't say enough about Angie Roberts, who is an occupational therapist at Cabrini Hospital that has an absolute heart for this movement. And she gets to see many, many of the breast cancer patients from throughout this state. And she has a love and a compassion that until you meet that love and compassion, you really can't understand what I am saying. But when you meet her and when you hear her talk about her passion and her compassion, it is absolutely, D.C., palpable.
Absolutely it is. And I mean, it just for all the people who not only joined our team, because we had about close to 90 people on our team,
mm-hmm.
and to see the people out there who formed teams,
mm-hmm.
Who
that weren't there last year.
Absolutely. You know, and walked, and to see all of these people walking for the cure, and the people on the sides cheering them
mm-hmm.
on. You know, there was a lot of people playing a lot of different roles.
Absolutely.
In this event.
And let's just say a big shout out and kudos to Christus Cabrini Hospital.
Absolutely.
Who is one of the presenting sponsors for this race and all that they do for this great community. And we would be remiss if we did not thank Mayor Jock Roy and the leaders of this city, because
absolutely,
it was so orderly and so organized. And you know, that took a lot of effort from the city.
Absolutely it did.
And so there are so many people that it takes to put this race together. And D.C., before I go any further, I just want to thank, there was a lady who came up to us, and there are so many stories.
Yes, it is.
That come out of this race, and so many survivors.
And let's thank Dallas, too, over at Hickson Autoplex, because they were also are presenting.
Right on point.
And they're always there, and they're always giving everything. But just because, you know, you don't have to do that. There's other people mm-hmm. with just as much as they have that's not giving anything.
That's right.
So Dallas is always up front. He was at the race.
Mm-hmm.
He addressed the crowd. And, also he sponsors this program.
Absolutely.
So, we're tied to him in a lot of different ways. Christus Cabrini, Hicks and Autoplex,
mm-hmm.
They're always, like I said, on the front lines and doing all that they can do to be the change that they would like to see in this community.
And you know what? With people that are so integrated in your community that are businesses, we would say to you, listen, if you need these services, if you're going to buy a vehicle, why not buy a vehicle from Hickson Automotive Group, whether you're in Alexandria, Leesville, or Monroe, or Christus Cabrini, and all of these people that are not just taking out of the community, do you see,
right.
but they're giving back.
Absolutely.
They're giving back to this community. And I want to send a big shout out to Miss Joy Musselwhite. She was a lady. She is a breast cancer survivor. And DC, she went out of her way.
Yes, she did.
To come and say hello to us.
Absolutely.
And to encourage us with the work that we do every single morning. She said, she is now an official part of the OPT network. Joy, welcome. And we welcome the Pink Ribbon Club, who's also now a part of the network. And we thank you for listening. But most importantly, thank you for sharing your story and your hope with us on Saturday.
Absolutely. And that thank you goes out to anybody who's listening to the show. There were so many people who came up to Carlette and spoke with her and said, they listen every day and they appreciate what she does. And, we appreciate you guys for listening to
mm-hmm.
the program, because every time we open these mics up, it is our goal to encourage, uplift, or enlighten you in some sort of way.
Absolutely.
And that's what we do.
Absolutely. And you just, words cannot say, do you see how it warms our hearts when people come up and say that they appreciate the show? It means more than we could ever say. So we say thank all of those people, and we try to remember every single name and every single person. But I'm going to tell you, listen, there is such an anointing that is in the space of the race that you can feel it.
Yes, you can.
You can feel the spirit of hope and courage.
Absolutely.
And the power that lies within the women that are fighting breast cancer. One woman, I saw her cross the finish line right in front of us, who had just lost her hair, and stories of women that were in the throes of having chemo, that were in the throes of treatment. Y'all, this is why we get up and do it every single morning. I'm telling you, don't wait until cancer touches your family or touches you.
Absolutely. And you hear us talking about it, and you may be saying, I don't really get what they're saying. I don't really understand it. But once you go to the movement, once you go
mm-hmm.
and you're out there and you see it, then you can appreciate it. But if you don't see it, you can't really appreciate what we're trying to get you to see. That's why we're tugging at you to say, look, get involved
mm-hmm.
somewhere. Even if you just come out and look, you don't even have to register. You're supporting it if you just come out and be on the sidelines
mm-hmm.
and just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, if you come out there and see the people come together, the unanimity and the solidarity
mm-hmm.
that's out there, if it doesn't move you, you're just cold.
Mm. Absolutely. That's really the only way that you can say it. Y'all, this is a movement for our city and a movement for the world. This is an issue that women continue to face. And DC, before we go to break, because I know you're telling me that we've got to go to break, we gotta say thank you again to Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. That's Pastor Augustine and his beautiful wife and the members of their church in Cottonport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And so we want to encourage and we want to invite, and Pastor Augustine, I think it's okay for us to do this, but we want to invite as many people as possible to pack the house at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church this Sunday, October the 28th, where DC and I will be there. And we're just going to fellowship, and we're going to talk about what the Word of God says. And we're going to encourage some people, DC.
Absolutely.
We're going to encourage those women that have not yet had mammograms to have mammograms. But more importantly, we're going to talk about what God says about the matter. Y'all, it's going to be, I already know it's going to be an incredibly wonderful time. And so it's going to be happening this Sunday at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be early, but it's going to be good, DC.
Absolutely. And we're going to be letting you know during the week more about it. We may even get Pastor Augustine to say a few words to you and invite you out personally. So during this week, we'll be talking a lot about that, you know, trying to get more people to get involved in that Cottonport area and surrounding areas to come and get involved. We were talking to Pastor Greg Jackson's wife this weekend. She was out at the race. First Lady Nina Jackson. It was great to see her. We went to high school with her. And she said they were going to be there, she and Pastor Jackson, and it's great to know that they're going to be there. But we'll, like I said, we'll be talking more about that during the program.
And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the faces and the people and the incredible atmosphere that was this weekend's third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Stay with us. We're back after this.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast.
Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Monday. It's 8:05 a.m., and if you're just getting your work week and your school week started, it is October the 22nd, and you know what? We always say that you gotta get your week started in a good, positive way so that your week will end in a good, positive way. So if you're dragging in this morning, grab your momentum and get it going. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Terra Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive, and if you're looking for that special gift, it doesn't matter what season or if it's just a gift to say, thank you, I love you, you're special. Terra Home is where you should start. 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Christus Cabrini Hospital, taking care of this community with state-of-the-art technology, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we just can't say enough good, positive things about this year's third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, where literally thousands upon thousands of people converged downtown Alexandria, and we can't say thank you enough for all of those people behind the scenes, all of those volunteers, all of those people, DC, that just put their time, their love, and their energy into making this another great success. And some of the people that I want to talk about, DC, were just people that were right there in our sphere.
Right.
Our team started growing like a chia pet.
Yes, I mean, it did.
It just started growing and growing and growing. And I want to thank you, DC, first of all, for not only being the executive producer, but the executive manager of the OPT Network. And I was saying to people during the race, as ladies talk together, that I understand that what we do on a daily basis is not possible without you, without understanding the business side of what happens and keeping everything organized and keeping the business of doing what we do, keeping that on track. And so it was my thing, DC, let the team get as big as it can. But when I looked at the management and the money and the organization, those are things that I don't think about because I just love adding. And so thank you for your patience and your business acumen and the love for what we do for getting it all done.
Absolutely. And there is a lot of people to thank. First of all, Octavia Williams, Jackson Williams is definitely. Mm-hmm. She did a wonderful job with team captaining, mm-hmm. team OPT.
Absolutely.
And, and Octavia did a wonderful job of singing the national, mm-hmm. anthem. If you weren't there, Octavia, man, She blew it out. A number of people came to me and said, man, she did a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we recommended her for that. She didn't let us down.
Uh-huh. Oh,
you know, no. She brought it. She,
mm-hmm.
brought it.
Mm-hmm. You know? She did bring it. And you know what? Those are just a few of the people. And we've got almost 100 people on the list. And I just want to talk about every single one of you. But you know what moved my heart the most, DC?
Yeah.
Families.
Absolutely. Families were out there in droves. I mean, and there was families from all different backgrounds. I mean, you, mm-hmm. could see that there were families when they were walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there were so many different kinds of combinations. But let me just say also, and while we're in the thank you situation, let me just thank you also for being who you are and following your heart for wanting to do this thing, because it's not easy. A lot of people think, you know, it's just easy to get on these mics for you, because I'm really not on the mic. I don't have to deal with this. But to be on it day in and day out and to follow the gift that God has led you to do, you know, because for me to manage this whole thing, it would not be manageable if there was a person on the mic who could not do that part of it. So, you know, basically, you know, I believe it is a gift that God has blessed you with, and all I have to do is just basically sort of try to manage that.
Hmm.
And it's easy when you're managing somebody with talent. It really is.
Well, thank you for that. And I don't know. I just really want people to know, because people hear my voice, and even down to every detail, the OPT Cruiser was part of the marketing strategy that DC created. And so all people see is me, or they hear me, but me can't be me without you and without that business acumen. And I just want to thank all of the people, DC, that
Absolutely.
Came out. And you dubbed this, we dubbed this, the year of the couple.
Absolutely.
How incredible was it to see so many couples out there at this year's race? I mean, this is only our second year, but I mean, the couples just outdid us.
And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if it was more couples or more families. Because, of course, you know, when you have couples, you add their kids and you have mm-hmm. families. It became a real family situation.
A family affair.
Absolutely.
And you know what? You're right. Instead of maybe dubbing it couples, maybe we dub it families, because couples brought their families. And,
Absolutely.
And we brought our son. And, you know, this is something that we want every person, whether you walk or not, to experience in your lifetime. Because I'm telling you, if you get a taste of it, you're never the same. We want to thank Robin Willeber and her daughter, Ava Willeber. And we want to thank Cindy Beauregard. She brought all of her girls.
All four of them.
And, you know, our girls, well, some of Cindy's girls are young adults, and so they understand. But those babies, they don't really understand the magnitude of breast cancer. And hopefully, by the time they become young adults, they won't have to.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, Nanny Berta had four generations of her girls.
Four generations.
It was her, her daughter, her granddaughter, and her great-granddaughter. Four generations of women.
And I'm talking about the Christian women.
Absolutely.
Alberta Christian, Laura Christian, Francisco, LeShatrin, Lewis, Barry, and then the baby.
Hendrick's baby, right.
You know what? That just, you don't know. You guys don't know. Nanny, I know you're listening. But you just don't know.
Big shout out to Nanny Berta, because she was out there
That moved my heart. 80 years old. 80 years young, DC, walking and with her girls. Incredible.
Yeah, that's something. And you know she had to do a little dance. You know, she had to do a little dance for it.
Yeah.
She broke it down.
She broke it down. And then what about Darlene St. Romain and her family? Oh,
Absolutely.
My goodness.
Absolutely. She had her family, her daughter, her daughter-in-law, and their kids. I mean, they were out there in full throttle, you know. And we had a runner representing us. Let's not forget that. Team OPT had a runner. We had a couple of runners, actually.
Uh-huh.
We had Patrick Bennett, who ran, and then we had Jamar Gale. Okay, Jamar Gales was in the top 20. So the OPT had a runner that didn't just run it. You know, he almost won the dag thing.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in the top 20. And that's, I mean, out of 4,000 people, you know, being in the top 20, that's saying a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. And that's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot. Because, you know, you've got some real, I'm talking about, these are not novice runners. These are professional runners. And he was in the top 20.
And he's a military
man. Go Jamar.
And he's a military man. So
Absolutely.
He's all conditioned and ready.
He was rocked up out there. I was looking at him. He was like, he looked like.
He came to get it, huh?
Oh, he had it on his mind. Jamar was ready.
And you know.
And you don't get in the top 20 by not being ready.
That's true.
You know, you have to be prepared. It's a lot of mental preparation, a lot of physical preparation that goes into that. You know, having the right gear on. You know, he had a big bag. I was like, Jamar, what you going to do with that bag? You want to put it in the cruiser? You know, he was focused. He was like, I'm going to take care of it. I got it.
Now, do you see, when we talk about generations of people.
That's my man right there.
Darlene had some generations out there, too. She and
Absolutely.
Her husband, Maurice St. Romain, they had, I'm not quite sure what the generations were, but they were like down.
Well, they were three generations, definitely.
Because definitely
she was
three.
Her daughter, and her grandkids.
Wow.
So definitely three generations.
And so we want to thank them. And we also want to thank my family of generations, too, because we had My mother.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Three generations.
Well, four with Deuce.
That's true.
No, when Nikki and Deuce are the same. Deuce.
Right. Well, so three. Yeah. We had my mother, Valley Griffin, and then we had her granddaughter, my niece,
right,
Nikki Allen, and then
her daughter.
That's right. And then that's three. And then Deuce was out there too. So it's three all told. And then we want to thank DC Alyssa and Elena Williams. They were a mother-daughter team. And I really love it when
Alyssa and Elena Williams.
And I really love it when moms bring their young girls. I'm talking young, like elementary school age girls, to see this incredible movement. And you know, it was really funny because Elena brought her friend Ursula. She invited her to walk. Well, she had signed up. But she invited her to walk with our team, Team OPT. And this is what I'm telling you, that the team just, it kept growing and growing and growing. And so DC gave her her Team OPT t-shirt. Gave it to Elena, right? You gave your shirt? You gave
Yes, yes, I did. I gave her hers.
You gave her hers.
I didn't know someone else was with her.
And then so you said, well, what did you say to her?
Well, I said, why didn't we know that there was another team? And because what I did, I learned from last year that you have to bring more shirts.
Right.
Because a lot of people just pop in, and they didn't really know how we were doing it. Mm-hmm. So last year, I didn't have a whole bunch of extra stuff because I didn't really know.
Right.
It was our first go around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, because we had little experience with it, we knew that people are going to pop in after.
Mm-hmm.
And believe that they're on the team, but they really weren't on the team, mm-hmm, because you have to actually register to be on the team. And sometimes people fall through the cracks. So this time we were ready.
But she had her girl Ursula out there, and she said, you know what? If my girl doesn't have a t-shirt, then I'm not going to sport my t-shirt. And so after the race, we all met up, and she told us the story. And she was like, I just can't, you know, I can't even do my girl like that. It just wouldn't be great girl power if I put my shirt on and she didn't put her shirt on.
Right.
And so we welcome Ursula to the OPT family. And we said, hey, all you had to do was just say something.
That's
we had
all
you.
Was. That's all you had to do. And now Ursula, who sent us a really, really nice email on the On Point Talk website.
Uh-huh.
We just want to say big shout out to Ursula and welcome to the OPT family. And she says she will be listening, and she's listening this morning. Big shout out to you,
mm-hmm,
over there in Peaville.
Peaville.
Yeah.
And so we want to thank you, Ursula, and thank you, Elena and Alyssa. And DC, what about the Figgins family? Boy, they showed up in record numbers.
Steve and Ashley. Yeah, they show Steve and Ashley. You know, they're always supportive. You know, and we look forward to Major Figgins
being able to join us next year. Oh, my goodness. Major
Figgins. He's
growing
like a little weed, man.
He is adorable. And the Kirks, Leslie,
absolutely.
Rashawn.
And that's Steve's sister. Leslie is Steve's sister.
Okay. And right? then Zandria Kirk. So they had like a whole family of just folks out there.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
That came together. And we want to thank them for being sponsors.
Now, did you just mess me up? Did I say Leslie was his sister or Zandria was his sister? Because I know that two of them.
Well, it's Zandria, it's Leslie, and then Rashawn.
Okay, well, Leslie, I think it's Leslie, and she walked with us last year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so thank you guys for showing up. And then the team from the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you guys are absolutely incredible. Andrea Roberson, it was good to see you. I mean, it was just great to see every single person.
Lots of people.
Adrian Bob, it was great to see her out there. She works for the police department.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I might add that Anthony and Sylvia.
Uh-huh.
Sylvia had a little slight accident,
mm-hmm,
the night before the walk, a couple of nights, the Wednesday before
night,
the,
mm-hmm,
walk, and they weren't able to walk, but we did get a chance to see them with their t-shirts on, and we thank them for being supportive,
uh-huh,
always being supportive, and we actually seen them later in the day, which we'll get into that,
uh-huh,
later.
But let's not forget about Betty and Terry Brathwaite.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for showing up, for being another couple to support Team OPT. Also got to thank, and they're our church members as well. And so thank you.
Our survivors. You,
mm-hmm,
know, Trish Desertel was out there.
Mm-hmm. And she
Jean
had her kids.
Slept in for the kids. Jean! She went on his, Gene went on. I'm going to have to get your sleepy in bag, Gene.
Let's not forget about Gene! Tamara and Bobby Glenn. The phone is blowing up. Tamara and Bobby Glenn.
Gene's going to whip me.
she's going to whip you. Y'all, it was just an incredible, incredible time for people who were out there. We can't forget about, we talked about Patrick Bennett and then Richard Malvo. Well, growing up, we used to call him Moon, but he's arrived. So DC's calling him Moon the whole time. But Richard is out there was out there with us as well. Who else, DC?
Oh, man.
Howard and Ethel Jones from LeCount.
Yes, indeed. Howard and Ethel were in the place.
44 years of marriage.
Absolutely. And Mrs. Jones, Miss Ethel came out, and she's been in her community. She also brought a donation from different people in her community,
mm-hmm.
that she came and said, look, this is a donation from different folks in our community who wanted to, you know, they couldn't be here,
mm-hmm.
and they just wanted to give to the cause. And we like to thank all of the folks there in LeCount, Louisiana, who sent donations to be the change that they wanted to see in this fight against breast cancer. They sent the money by Ms. Jones. And I tell you, that's something when people find you and give you a donation.
Absolutely.
That's something right there.
Absolutely.
That's somebody with a heart to give.
But DC, now you got to talk about Big Easy.
Oh, Big Easy is on point. You know, what do you say about a man that's always where he needs to be and always serving? I mean, he is absolutely a fine fella and a gentleman, and was there to assist with anything that needed to be assisted
mm-hmm.
with. Thank you, Cedric Williams, a.k.a. Big Easy. He went to Peabody. He teaches at Pineville Junior High. He's always giving back to the community, helping the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just a fine fellow. What else can you say about it?
Well, what we can say is this, is that when we needed people, and we need people, because Friday night we were up late. It was
right.
An early morning, and we were up late. And Cedric doesn't live in town. He lives about an hour outside of town. And he absolutely stayed and did everything. I mean, he is the epitome of a servant.
Right.
I mean, with a smile. So, Cedric, we can't say thank you enough.
Absolutely.
Also, we want to thank Lynn.
Gene, let's thank Jackie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Brown. Jackie and Jessica.
And Kimberly.
Gene, Kimberly Boss.
Jasmine.
And Jazzy Bell.
Mm-hmm.
They were all out on the scene. And Gene has had a couple of those setbacks, and she's overcoming them. And she was out there, and it was really good to see her out there being supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her Team OPT t-shirt on, and she was out there to support. Of course, you know, physically she wasn't able to do the walk.
Mm-hmm.
She was out there in the beautiful weather being just as supportive as anybody else. Thank that whole family. They are always right there supporting us in everything we're doing. They're from Cheneyville.
Mm-hmm. And they're really our family. And you know what? We can't say thank you enough to the great folks from MedExpress. Stephanie Boudreau, we finally got a chance to meet.
E. Miller. E. Miller was in the place.
Oh, man. Y'all,
it was a lot of folks out there.
Everybody was out there in full effect. Angie Baker, D.C., and her family. She was out there with her son,
her
youngest
and her husband. And her husband.
Mm-hmm.
They all walked, another family doing the walk.
Mm-hmm. And
Angie B.
Angie B is what we call her. And so we had a chance to really just walk and visit and talk to people on the route. And before you know it, the race was over.
There it is.
But you know what I want to say most importantly is that every year that we do it, we get just a little bit better. And we didn't have the anxiety and all the nerves about it. We just trusted that God would bring it together, and he did, and it was incredible. And when we come back, we're gonna have more people, more sights, more sounds, and we want you to miss not having made it to the race, and we want you to put it on your calendar for next year's race. But we also want you to help us to continue.
Absolutely.
To continue fundraising, and we're going to continue to say hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no to breast cancer. Hey, let me get a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer has been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network, and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Monday, October the 22nd, and if you're just getting going, it's 8:32 a.m., and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites, Southern Heritage Bank, and the City of Alexandria, Diversity in Action. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent Kyle Wolf is in Avoyelles Parish. The number is 318-346-6695. Also, Rehide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rehide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining us, it's all about the race, and we are still fundraising, and we are still working very hard to eradicate breast cancer. And before we leave the race, DC, I want to just really remind people that out of all of the thousands of people, and we don't have the exact number of how many thousands of men, women, and children were out at the race this year, but there were thousands.
Thousands.
I still walked away feeling like there is so much more work to do and so many other groups and organizations that need to be involved to continue to make this movement larger and more progressive. I really did feel that, you know, that the work is just, it's still in its infancy.
Right, and progress rather than perfection. A lot of progress is being made.
Absolutely, and we want to say kudos to all of the breast cancer survivors. You guys encouraged us, and you made us want to work harder. And then there was one other lady that I met on the route, and her name is Renetta, and forgive me, Renetta, I don't remember your last name, but she's a breast cancer survivor. And she told me a story, DC, of being a young girl right out of high school that had gotten cervical cancer and had been healed from that. And then just within the last year or so, she has breast cancer. And she talked about the journey. And so for all of those women that are in the throes of the journey, we just say that we support this movement and we're going to continue to lift our voices and use our medium to be the change. And that's what was on our incredible T-shirt. And we want to thank again Hypergraphics. Marcia Markintel at Hypergraphics, she did an absolutely incredible job with a short time frame. And she got these T-shirts together at DC, and they're absolutely incredible.
Yes, they are. they came out wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And so thank you, Hypergraphics, for your spirit of excellence. Now, we immediately, after we had a chance to love on some people and speak to a few people, we left Alexandria and we came straight to the Ville.
Absolutely. And when we left the race, of course, we were promoting two events. And the Cheneyville Bicentennial Celebration was immediately following. And when we got to Cheneyville, the parade was just ending. So we were basically getting there promptly. We didn't get a chance to put the cruiser in the parade because we were sort of behind because we had to be at the other event. Mm-hmm. But when we got to Cheneyville, we have never seen the city so packed with people.
Oh,
it was literally overrunning with people. We have, and we've been living there since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And we have never seen the city. Mayor Reggie Allen, you did a phenomenal job of putting this event together. The whole city of Cheneyville showed up and showed out. And I mean, they had so many booths out there and so many people out there. It was just a joy to be out there.
Oh my goodness, it was just a joy.
So much food. Man, let me just stop and say, look, my cousin was out there. And of course, y'all know I'm on this no sugar diet.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I hadn't eaten sugar, really real sugar, in about
90 days.
Well, about 2.5 months.
Almost 90 days.
And so we're out there, and Carlette decides that she's going to go ahead and indulge in some of this sweet potato pie that my cousin Jackie Clarks makes. Of course, most of you guys around Central Louisiana know that she does pies.
Mm-hmm.
She does the best pies in the world. In the world. She's got the best pie in the world.
I wish y'all could see his face right now.
But anyway, Carlette brings the sweet potato pie back over. I decide, you know, I'm not going to have any because, you know, I'm sticking to my deal.
Okay.
You know, I'm sticking to my deal. I'm not eating any sugar. So she comes back over with the pie instead of, you know, following me and staying on it and not getting any of the pie.
Right.
Like she's been doing so diligently because Carlette doesn't really have to not eat this stuff. She just does it to help me out, and I thank you for that. And so she comes back over with one of the small sweet potato pies.
A very small one, a miniature pie.
As we visit Jackie's table, and Dorothy was over there, Dorothy Compton, that's Uncle Floyd's wife, Compton. And so she brings the pie back over and says, you know, I'm only going to eat half of it. So, you know, me being the food connoisseur that I am, I'm going to say, okay, let me just go ahead and taste it then because I hate to waste that food. I hate to see good sweet potato pie go down like that. And before you know it, when I ate that little piece of sweet potato pie left, I found myself, next thing I know, I was in motion. I was in a jog motion.
When I turned around, he was back at the table.
Like the pie was sucking me in. Like the pie started sucking me over back to the tent. And it's like I was running backwards, like, I don't want to. So the next thing you know, I'm back over at the tent, so I go over there. And I said, they're kind of small. Jackie, let me get two of those small. You know, so I go back over and I eat the two small ones. Then Deuce pops up. He's like, man, I want some of that pie, you know, that y'all have been talking about. So Deuce comes up. And the next thing you know, he wants some pie. So I'm back over there. I'm eating. He gets a pie. I get another small pie. So that's three pies that I've eaten. Three small miniature pies.
Within minutes.
And so after the event was over, because we're coming back to the event, I just want to finish the pie story. I took a nap, you know, and I started dreaming about the pie. And so we were in Bunky. We were coming back. We had to go run and pick something up. So we were coming back. And Carlette said, man, you was trying to, before I took the nap, Deuce said, we need to get a whole pie.
Uh-huh.
Let's go get a whole pie. So he went to see if Jackie was still down there, and she was gone. And so when we were coming back from Bunky, you said, man, I'm glad Jackie wasn't there because if she would have been there, you was going to get a whole pie, and you just didn't need the whole pie.
Uh-huh.
So I said, you know what? I really do want to get that whole pie, and I called Jackie on the phone, and before you know it, I was in LeCount getting the whole pie.
And see,
that's how it went down.
One piece of pie is too much.
One is too many, and a thousand is not enough.
And so
but Jackie's phone number is 623-7619. That's 623-7619 if you guys would like to take advantage of getting those pies.
And you're not even saying the whole story about when you went in her house and saw all the pies and the pecan candy.
I'm not gonna even go into that.
But anyway.
Well, actually, I went into her bake place because in her house she has a place for baking, you know, sort of like it's a bakery, you know, mm-hmm. inside the home, because mm-hmm. they have a beautiful home,
mm-hmm.
a beautiful home, and they've got a whole section set off. That's she and Shedrick Clark. Y'all know him down there in LeCount. They've got a big area in there that's basically allocated for making those phenomenal pies. Jackie, I just want to say thank you, cuz.
And so you guys see how the Cheneyville Festival went. But let me tell you, beyond the pies, there were so many people, y'all, in Cheneyville. You see, you talked about Mayor Reggie Allen, but we've got to talk about not only the mayor, but the leadership and the town.
Absolutely.
Now, you talk about diversity. That's what did my heart good. There were people of all races, all ages, families, and I mean, they converged on Cheneyville. It was amazing.
Cheneyville was off the hook.
You know what? You said, you dubbed it this. There ain't no party like a Cheneyville party.
Like a Cheneyville. The people, they have a good time when there's nothing going on, when there's no occasion.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I was saying to people, and people said, y'all told us to come out here. We're out here, and we're having a blast. And that's what it was about. It was about, I mean, the weather was absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
It was the most beautiful day. It's almost like God just sanctioned the day for Cheneyville. Mm. It was absolutely beautiful.
And you know what? This is what moved my heart the most. All the budding entrepreneurs. And we met so many people
absolutely.
Out there. Again, and I try to remember everybody's name, but if I don't remember your name, charge it to my head and not my heart. Well, I want to talk about Joyce Simmons, D.C.
Joyce
from
Simmons.
Bunky. Joyce, I hope that you're listening. Well, she is crafty, and she had these beautiful reefs. And she said, you know what? I've been wanting to connect with you guys because I have my business here, and I need some help. And so we visited literally all the way on 71, every booth. And I'm so proud
absolutely.
Of D.C. because even though he had that moment of just loss for the pies,
yeah.
there were so many beautiful pastries and bakeries. And what D.C. did was he went to almost every table, and he gave a donation, and he left the pastries, and he left all of the things that he could have gotten, because we wanted to just try to, you know, patronize as many people as we could.
Absolutely.
But there were so many budding entrepreneurs. And what about Darlene's daughter, Terrielle?
Oh, man.
How crafty is she? And Cherry Jemison, I mean, first of all, Terrielle had these beautiful reefs that she handmade. I mean, if you didn't get a chance to see them, incredible. Great for Thanksgiving, great for Christmas.
Right.
You know, they were just absolutely beautiful.
And what was that Trish mate was making out there? Some dolls, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Trish. Yes.
Her shoe sister. Yeah.
Tracy's dolls is what she calls them. What's Trish? What's her last name?
Well, I know her last name was Smith.
Okay, yeah. Well, we just had a whole conversation about where she was in her life. And it just, y'all just don't know. Every time we see someone that is trying to live their dream and they're
yes.
working in their gift. Well, she was making handmade dolls.
Absolutely.
Rag dolls. And she said she started doing it years and years ago. And God just really prompted her through someone else that she needed to start making her dolls. And each doll was just uniquely different, and they were all handmade, and they were all dressed, and they were tantamount to sort of like a Raggedy Ann doll. Some of you back in the day remember what Raggedy Ann used to look like, but they just had their own unique personalities. And D.C., there were just so many entrepreneurs out there.
Absolutely. And back to Joyce, you know, she kind of told us her story, and we would just say to Joyce, just keep standing. Just keep standing, because that is an awesome product that you have. You know, people will be able to appreciate it if you just keep showing
mm-hmm.
it to them, and they're gonna take advantage of it because they are beautiful.
And what we learned is that oftentimes people have a gift to do something, but they need a little extra. They need the business side. And that's why I tell people all the time that I'm one of those people too, and sometimes you just have to get that help. You know, I have... You know, I feel like I'm operating in my gift, but then you have to have that business side. So you have to have those two sides that work together to make it complete.
Absolutely. And we're needing to put Joyce in touch with the folks over at the Diversity in Action. Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Joe Page and the incubator.
Absolutely. So she can get the assistance that she needs in getting her business plan and stuff up and going.
Mm-hmm.
But we also saw Ronald James Sampson out there,
mm-hmm.
my homeboy, my cousin. He was out there, and he has a really fine portable restaurant that he has.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually cooking. He in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it, and they're just basically you go up to it and buy food.
Right.
It has so many different vendors out
mm-hmm.
there. You know, Mayor Carl was out there. You know,
oh,
he's an expert grill.
Goodness.
And we had to take advantage of some of that good barbecue that he did because we know how good it is already.
And we just couldn't eat at everybody's booth.
Absolutely, but it was in complete keeping with my, other than the pies, I didn't do that bad.
Well, you're forgetting.
What?
It started Friday at the Pine Liners Bass Club dinner.
Well, yeah, they just.
No, you had cake.
Yeah, I had a little.
You had that cake.
Had some of that Pine Liner cake and some of that good fish and them killer beans. Them killer beans, they okay. They're not bad for you. And the fish is not bad for you other than it's fried. It's just, you know, and with my program, as long as I don't overindulge in anything.
How many pieces of cake did you have?
Anything but a pound.
How many pieces?
30 that I've lost.
How many pieces of cake did you have from Pine Liners?
I had a few pieces of cake.
Okay.
All right. A few pieces of cake.
Let's just keep
and
it on.
And that pie from Jackie.
And
Jackie,
hey,
girl, you got it going on.
Well, let's
pie.
Get back to Cheneyville. And what about the cars? Deuce really enjoyed seeing the antiqueness.
They had so many cars out there of just beautiful, beautiful cars, classic cars, new cars that were tricked out. Motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
One motorcycle had a skeleton on it. They just had so many different things for you to see.
The creativity
is absolutely, absolutely outstanding.
And what about the antique tractors, DC?
Man, they had antique tractors out there, hay bed. You know, it was just something for everybody to see. Cheneyville, y'all did that.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all put it down. The town was just electric. It was just like, I wish I could just put you there if you weren't there.
Uh-huh.
It was so awesome to see the whole city come together
mm-hmm.
in the fellowship, and the ambiance was just, it was just basically just made you want to start hugging people.
It did.
I'm going to hug somebody. I saw my boy Raymond Washington, my cousin out there. It was just
And people came from
people.
Near and far.
Yeah, T. Rito was in the house. You know, if T. Rito show up, there's something going on.
And then there were people that were calling us probably when the festival was almost over from Opelousas trying to figure out how to get
to the festival.
I know.
You know, I saw my boy T. Brown out there, Tom Brown. He was mm-hmm. out there, you know, and I didn't see Kay.
I didn't see Kay either, but she may have been there. I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
But wait a minute. What about the domino?
Let me get to the domino. They had a domino tournament, and Councilman Johnson texted me this morning and said that the second place winner of the domino tournament was Kenneth Johnson. I don't know where Kenneth is from, but Kenneth, way to go. And the first place winner of the domino tournament was Ray Carr. Ray Carr took it all.
And you know what? It was good to see people.
Way to go, Ray.
It was good to
Ray.
See people in such,
Ray.
In such a convivial, and what I mean by that is just such a friendly atmosphere.
And it was
and
beautiful.
And people had their tents out there. They had their chairs. And the way that the city did the main street, they had tents. It was just set up beautifully.
Absolutely it was. They had music out there at different places,
uh-huh.
different DJs.
Uh-huh.
You know, big ups to DJ Dre.
Mm-hmm.
From
Dre
Cotton
7,
Farm.
Huh?
Yeah, DJ Dre 7. He was out there. And he didn't get a chance to do his thing because the power outlet. They didn't have enough power to go, but he was already rock and roll.
And I'm going to tell you what, it was just, and then there was a lady that I met, and Karen, please forgive me for not knowing your last name, but she said, we went up to her tent, she was trying to speak to her, and I said, you know what, we'll be right back. We had to take the little one to potty, and we went over and met Karen, and she said, she listens to the show, and she's another one of those budding entrepreneurs. And ladies, you know what I love more than anything? I love to hear your stories of entrepreneurship and aspiring entrepreneurship, because really, we are all aspiring to live our dreams and to work in what we're passionate about. And so we love to tell those stories. We love to hear those stories. And we love to connect people with Diversity in Action. We love to to connect you with Mr. Joe Page. Darlene St. Romain is a product of that. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, plus so many. And you know what? What we do is we share our life, our experience, and our hope. And that's what these festivals and these movements are about. They're about coming together and saying, hey, this is how I can help. And knowing that, you know what, nobody loses by helping the next person. And so we just can't say enough about our town, D.C. Cheneyville yeah. just did that.
Seville brought it down. You brought the house down, Cheneyville.
Yeah, you
way
did.
To work it.
All right, y'all, we've got to take another break here. I can't believe it. Momentum Monday is almost over for us. We hope that you're having a great Monday. And if you're not, just change your mind, change what's coming out of your mouth. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companions serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Now, don't forget that through the month of October, you can get your new or used vehicle financed for as low as 1.49%. We've already had incredible testimonies about how you can save money. All you got to do is phone 318-473-4562, and they'll tell you exactly how to connect with this particular promotion. Also, Davis One Stop. D.C., we can't say enough about Davis One Stop and the representation that they show and their ability to just have a heart that gives back to the community. They were an integral part of the 200th year celebration festival in Cheneyville, Louisiana, and also a proud sponsor of the OPT Network and Team OPT for the Cure. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People. 318-346-2540 is the number, and in Opelousas is 337-942-9939. And we also can't say thank you enough to McDonald's in Pineville for being the change that they want to see and also being proud supporters of the OPT Network. You know, we are winding down the show, DC, and there's so much we could say.
Yes.
And so much probably that we haven't said, but more than anything, it continues to be about this movement.
Yes, it does.
And we still have an additional 30 days.
Absolutely. And there's a lot. You know, the super mega raffle is about to get thick mm-hmm. because now that the race is over, we have more time to put more prizes in it. Plus, we have the party of all parties that's mm-hmm. going to be happening on the 24th of November. That is Sylvia's
Pink Party for the Cure.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. And that's being hosted by Darlene St. Germain and her team down in the Bunky area. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at the Hayes Auditorium. Mm-hmm. It's going to be from 8 until, and we're putting it all together now. Mm-hmm. But it is going to be the place to be.
That's right.
Because we're going to put it down for the cure. It's going down.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's going down.
Yeah.
The party of all parties.
The party of
thrown by the party queen herself, D. St. Germain. You know, everything is big at Sylvia.
Absolutely. And her daughter, Gabrielle, all
Absolutely.
Of her daughters, and Terry Ellen, and all of the whole team down there are really just crafty. And I don't know if we mentioned Gabrielle, but she was there with her little ones. And just the whole team, thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. They showed up.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. And as I think about the sights and the sounds of this weekend, I just want to thank God for allowing his grace that there was not one feeble among us. And I know I said that last year as well. Excuse me. That was my computer hit the table. Not one feeble among us. And I believe that everybody got something, walked
yeah.
away from all of the events with something. And y'all, this is how we do it. We do it together. And you know, before we went to break, this is what I got in my spirit. When you change your mind, when you change your mouth, what's coming out of your mouth, you change your momentum, DC. And with
right.
that, change begins.
That's right.
So y'all, it's Monday.
Be the change.
I hope you're feeling it. Yeah.
That's what's on the team t-shirts, the team OPT t-shirts.
Yeah.
Be the change.
Yeah.
Be the change that you would like to see in whatever it is you're doing.
Whatever it is that you're doing. Change, it starts with the individual. And if you're saying, I wish I would have gotten involved, well, guess what? We still have 30 days. And remember,
right.
we remind you that all of the proceeds are going to fight breast cancer. Not $1 stays in our coffers. And you know what? We get excited as it does, but it doesn't. And we are proud. We are proud to be part of the change. And we've said it. It doesn't. You know what, DC? I love the fact that we had almost 100 people on our team, but
Absolutely.
We had other people that formed their own teams.
Absolutely. And there was people out there that said that they were out there because they wanted to be the change that they wanted to see in this fight against breast cancer. Join the movement.
Join
the movement.
The movement.
And right now, because the race, just like we did last year, the race was over, but we kept on fundraising. And we're going to be having a lot of fun on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how we do it here for the fundraising. We kind of get out of character a little bit. We're going to be having fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start giving things away. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, in the next couple of days, I'm going to try to give away these tickets to the play that's coming up this Sunday.
Absolutely. And we're going to be telling you about that because it's going to be an incredible play. It's called Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, and it is
right.
national. It is a national touring stage production, Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, and it's happening Saturday in conjunction with Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Oh, it's Sunday. They've got Saturday here on the thing, but it's the 28th, and we'll get some clarification on that, but it is going to be an incredible, incredible play, y'all.
Yeah.
And you know what? We want to remind you that when things come to our town, we've got to support them because, you know, we're always saying there's nothing to do. Well, what better way to be the change that you want to see? And we all know somebody or know somebody that knows somebody that has been affected by domestic violence. And so we want to encourage you to support the national touring stage production, Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. And we're going to tell you more about that as the week progresses on. You can get those tickets at Smiley's Barbershop, or you can phone them at 318-792-5999, that's 5999, or Anointed Hair Creations, 318-792-2297, or Mix 93.9, 318-445-0800. Y'all, it has been a momentous Monday, and you know what? We have said from the very beginning that we make fundraising darn right fun.
Yeah.
It ain't no need in fundraising if you can't have fun. So we intend to have more fun. We continue to raise funds for 30 days, and here's how you can connect with us. 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria. Zip it up with 71302 or simply phone us 318-445-5658. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a momentous Monday. We'll see.